Yo, so the opinions and views expressed in this podcast are that of our own and the Future Bachelor podcast only, and not affiliated with any outside party or entity or anything like that. This fun podcast, though, may include some adult language.
Future Bachelor podcast.
Where do you go?
My lovely. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Future Bachelor. Episode 14. Where did you, come on. Where did you go? Whoa, yeah. You guys ready? You ready, B? I want to know. Welcome.
I just closed my eyes to start like jamming hard.
I think one of the funniest things is just like right when you get started jamming, I like stop the music and you just have hands up and you're like, oh, slowly put them back down. But welcome, ladies and gentlemen. You made it to Future Bachelor. My name is Sai.
I'm Veronica.
And this is episode 14. Holy cow. That's a good number.
Four.
Yeah, man. I mean, there was a time where I never thought we'd even make it to four. So wow. Congratulations to us. Shout out. I already got the air horn going. But
what else is new?
Yeah, well, actually, that's a great question. With me, what else is new?
Yeah, well, sure.
Like, I feel what? Like I'm always the one being like, Veronica, how was your week?
Yeah, what is new, Sai? What's going on?
Well, honey? I'm still coming off that amazing week of winning that talent show last week. But besides that, had a great weekend.
Yeah.
Just last night, I got to hang out with my like best friend, Mike Feeney, from high school. So he's still in town. And just all around, just tired too. I don't know why.
I'm exhausted.
It's like one of those days where I'm like, actually.
I also think it's the weather. It's been like really rainy.
Yeah.
Every night here in ATL, so just kind of like you like get out of work and you're like,
Yeah.
I want to sleep forever.
You're right. I'm like, yo, you ready to record this podcast?
No.
Well, that's an honest answer.
Oh,
God. But yeah. So I mean, how was your week though? What's going on?
I've been
I just wanted to say that we did get to party this past weekend.
We
too.
Did. I was about to say. I was like,
okay. Well, I mean, as far as the party goes, you just like took off and went that way, and I took off and went that way.
Well, you left me at one point.
I don't know if you guys saw my IG story, but Veronica downed like a shot of Maker's Mark.
It wasn't it was definitely more than a shot.
Okay, a shot or
and
two.
And I had also finished more than that before, yeah.
I just thought it was the funniest thing.
I accidentally almost reposted it on the Future Bachelor story. I should have just kept it.
Why not?
It's true, we do.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know, trying to.
I thought it was funny, like looking back the next morning after like, you know, being laid down and got some rest. I looked at it and I was like, you know, like for anyone that just doesn't realize the life we live and like the things we do, you're literally like just chugging it. I'm just like screaming.
I was actually really cute in that video.
Oh, yeah, of course. But like you're like chugging it. I'm like, ah. And then there's just girls twerking in the background.
Well, and the best part is if you listen, my friend Casey's in the background because I downed the Maker's Mark and I chased it with this Blue Moon can that I had. And it was warm. Like And
why was it warm? Why were
I think it was just warm. It was just like a leftover can that was like left out. And like
people started scavenging for beer.
Yeah, I grabbed it. And like, so like because my friend Casey had taken a sip of it. And so she knew it was warm. She wasn't going to drink it. And I chased that Maker's Mark with the warm Blue Moon. And she's in the background in the warm Blue Moon. I literally just kept watching it just to hear, and the warm Blue Moon.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, like, we party.
Yeah, we party hard. But that was a fun party. Gotta definitely link in bios in with Zach Sims. That boy just can dance, dude. He gets me so hype. Like, I was, like, slapping Future Bachelor stickers all over town. Just like, shoo, you get a sticker. You get,
you
a,
get
sticker.
A sticker.
I was being kind of, like,
well,
bad,
yeah, because you went out to Buckhead after being at the
party.
That's
what I was saying. I went to Buckhead. You ended up going.
Well, technically, I was in Buckhead, too. I was just at Havana Club. I was like a block or two away from you guys.
Oh, I didn't know it was that close. Well, yeah. We should have done met up, but by that time, I was lost.
But yeah, but and then by that time, I then ended up at Magic City.
Yep. Oh, what? Hold on a second. You went to Magic City after that?
Yeah.
I haven't even been to Magic City yet.
Okay, Magic City is, I think, the best strip club in all of Atlanta.
Why'd you go?
Because my friend Casey was in town for the weekend. Casey.
What up, Casey? Yeah, I got to meet her again.
Yeah, because the first time you met her, you were definitely not in the right mind.
I was walking the Beltline with a couple, you know,
And that was the night that I still hear Lady Bird Koozie.
Yep. You still have that, I hope.
I do.
I want it back.
Oh, well, you're not going to get it back.
Okay. Well, that was
cool.
But
she wanted to go because she's always wanted to go to Magic City.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we went there for like the last hour. I had some man try to mansplain to me how to work at, like, how to like behave at a strip club. I was like, actually, like, you know, giving the women money. And I was like, it's not like I've never been to a strip club. I literally know what to do. But this guy's like, you know, you have to give them money. I was like, do you not see what I'm doing?
Yo, you should have just been like, I just didn't bring any with me. I didn't know how it worked. And then just take his money and pocket it or give it back to the girls. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. But it was a weird time.
You could have played it. You could have played it off.
It was a weird time. It was a good time.
It was a good time.
My shoes still smell like Magic City, which smells, I just think, it smells just like weed.
That's weird. What, they can smoke in there?
I mean,
they do.
They do.
That's weird. Well, anyways, yeah. So we had apparently you had a crazier weekend than I did. Yeah. But, yeah, well, shout out to you.
But shout out. But,
oh, actually, speaking of strip clubs, I actually did go to Claremont Lounge this weekend.
Yes, Claremont Lounge.
Holy cow, you got to shout out to Claremont Lounge.
Okay, so for people who don't know, Claremont Lounge, it's like a novelty strip club. It's like all older women that are like not really, they don't look great. Yeah, but it's like,
apparently they say that's where like strippers go to die.
Yeah, and it's like, but it's like a big thing that like whenever celebrities are in town and stuff, which plenty are nowadays because of
all the film
different
and
filming
all
stuff,
and stuff,
yeah, here. They always go there because you can't take pictures inside of there or anything like that. So they always go there. My
crush. And also that they heard they just renovated it. So like the rooftop is dope.
Yeah, I need to
everything.
Go to the rooftop still. But my crowning glory moment with Claremont Lounge is that when Nick Jonas was in town filming Jumanji.
Okay.
You know, Jumanji bringing us back to episode one.
Okay. Wow.
Or episode.
Baby, I love you.
Anyway.
Episode one.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what was he doing? He was there?
He was there hanging out with his crew. And like, he was literally like, he was like not even like maybe the distance of your living room away from me.
That doesn't really give context to the listeners, but
but
okay.
Like, I guess like he was like, I'm trying to think of like yardage. Like he was several yards away from me, so not far.
Okay.
And I was like, I hyperventilated really quick. I was like, oh my God, that
what's
is
new?
Nick Jonas. That is Nick Jonas. I went into the bathroom to like take a couple quick.
Are you hyperventilating
no,
right now?
No, I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm fine. quick breaths. Went out to go talk to him. Right? Start walking towards him because he stared directly at me. He saw me. He looked directly at me.
And what happened?
And I started walking, and then his whole crew got up and left. And my mother.
You should tell that story again.
Not right.
All right.
My mom to this day is always like, Veronica, you didn't try hard enough. I'm like, for God's sake, mom.
Yo, dude, Claudia, I know what's up. Sometimes you got to shoot your shot.
I was about to. Yeah. I'm trying, but I didn't do it fast enough.
Well,
what's
up. Yeah,
I
Claremont Lounge.
Before the shot clock went out.
Yeah, Claremont Lounge. Yeah, it's definitely a fun place to go to with a couple of buddies, and it was packed. Like it's gotten
it's
like more
packed,
popular.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, so,
besides that, our kickball team.
Oh, kickball, dude. Oh, shoot. Shout out to the kickball team.
Skies out, thighs out, Soto.
No, we're calling ourselves Soto because, I really thought that like, I wanted to give a shout out to Danielle and Joy on our team.
Yeah.
Yeah. They, first of all, they were like, Danielle was like really into The Bachelorette and we were talking about it. I'm like, you guys know
gotta listen.
I was giving stickers out to the whole team.
Yeah.
And I put like a sticker on the first base. Like right when I got there.
Plus we took our team photo with the sticker.
Oh yeah, I stalked the sticker right there. I was going hard.
Well, yeah, we aren't playing around here.
No, not at all. But yeah, so we ended up not losing by tying.
We tied. We tied.
What was the score? 6-6 or 8-8 or something like that.
6-6.
So, yeah, hopefully we have a game tomorrow.
We do. Hopefully, like, there are no weather, like, issues.
Yeah, that, and also I think they forfeited their first game, so they lost that one. So we're playing against a team that lost with a forfeit last week. So there's a good chance we might win.
Ooh.
Hopefully. So, so that was a cool thing that happened last week as well. But as far as quick hits that we got going on, Veronica, what do we got with the quick hits?
Wow. Oh.
Technically, that is supposed to be quick.
It's not really that quick. It's just
that's how quick the thing is going by.
It's just so fast. Yeah, sound.
Yeah. Okay. It's the only one I got.
So, our rapper friend.
Yes.
Who we guess we've been messing up his name again.
Yeah, okay. So,
we said it was
I've been
extension.
Shouting out Nicole for telling us her name is. And it does look like extension to me. I really feel like it was the extension. But
it's not.
Since him passing, I've been hearing a lot of people calling him XXX Tentacion.
XXX Tentacion.
Yeah.
So, like,
We're going to go with that just because, like, I'll let you.
That's what everybody else is saying.
If we're wrong and you guys have been it's pronounced extension. We're sorry.
Or you know what? Everybody just calls them XXX, so yeah. Maybe just do that. It's easier.
Triple X, yeah. So, Triple X, Tentacion.
He hit number one this week on the Billboard 100. And it's not just, like, one song. It's his entire sad album. Mm-hmm. And so he's the 12th solo rapper to chart at least 9 entries simultaneously on the Hot 100. So that's really cool. Other people who have done that we love, like, are Cardi B, Drake, yeah. J. Cole, Future.
But he's Kenny. The second artist to have a number one hit single on the Billboard charts after
Death.
Biggie back in 97,
only, yeah, Biggie
I
is
think.
The only
More Money,
one.
More Problems.
Bless him.
Yeah, so
R.I.P. to Biggie.
It's kind of crazy. Like, there's been so many artists that have passed, like, but, you know, to hit number one after you pass, what do they call it? Posthumously? Yeah. So, that's pretty crazy, you know? So it really shows, like, how much people actually really did, like, you know,
either
mess with him and
that
stuff.
Or it's the hype now.
Well, whatever it is, like, I mean, I still think that you don't get to number one for no reason, like, you know, so. You know, shout out to for him getting his number one single up there and, you know, having people supporting him. You know, I've had I actually listened to that sad song. It wasn't that bad.
He does talk about
like suicide in it and stuff like that. But, you know, it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. But I haven't heard a lot more of his other songs and stuff. But that happened. A little quick hit. What else we got going on?
IGTV is a new thing.
Yeah,
that's
IGTV.
Been probably you've probably been seeing all those like multicolor like banners at the top of your Instagram.
Yeah,
screen.
And if you haven't seen it, you probably have to just update your app.
Yeah,
or something.
update your app.
Yep. But yeah,
Si, you've been putting out your own stuff on IGTV.
Yeah, I mean, I just instantly when I saw it, everybody already had videos on there and stuff. So I was like, let me just like throw some videos up there. I had just done that talent show, so that's like where you can see the full version of the video right now. Is
yeah,
on my
if you
IG
go to
story
yeah, if, yeah, if you
at
go
that
to-
Fly Kid. But you know, I'm just trying to get a grasp on it right now. I feel like very overwhelmed with how much like social media there is right now, and there's like social media within social media within social media, and I'm just like. It's really hard to keep up with.
It is like sometimes I think my one friend Allison, she's like barely on any social media anymore. Like she doesn't go on Facebook, she doesn't go on Snapchat, she doesn't go on Instagram. She literally like is just like not on anything. And like part of me is like I can't do that because my job quite literally revolves a lot around all of that. But sometimes it makes me think, I'm like, would I be happier? Would my life be different? Like, would I feel less stressed if I didn't have like all these different things? And I don't know. I mean, I don't know because I do. And also, like with IGTV, like Instagram is like the king of the game when it comes to innovation and, you know, staying on top of their audience and trends and things that they know that their audience wants and to see when it comes to like their platform. And Zuckerberg made the right move by freaking buying Instagram when he did, because that is the only thing that's going to keep him alive.
Yeah. And Snapchat is stupid for not selling. Where
I barely go on Snapchat.
I never do. Like my sister today, she's like, I snapped you like 2 days ago. I'm like, I actually haven't been on Snapchat.
I only Snapchat. Like I Snapchat like as like a form of communication with some of my friends. Like it's like I still use it as like, you know, like a pseudo, like, you know, a supplement to texting.
Yeah.
But I don't really post my stories much. I only post stuff honestly there mostly to promote people to watch the Tipsy Talks because they're used to watching me there. And then maybe some other random stuff that I don't think like would look as nice on my Instagram story.
Exactly. And I actually learned to embrace IG stories like that. I'm like, at first I'm like, this is stupid, but honestly it's
first
a great place.
I was
place
like
to...
IG stories suck, and then I was like, wait a second.
Yeah, it's a great way to post things that you don't want to like mess up your aesthetic of your timeline or whatever. But two things to go back to you talking about your friend not being on social media. Shout out my cousin Ease. He actually is like trying out to go for NYPD.
Oh, cool.
So but they require you to shut off all your social networks and stuff, or they recommend that you do that before like applying, because you know it could rule you out of the process of actually, you know, being it. So
he's
been kind of like a little test subject for me, figuring out like how to communicate with someone and share things in life with someone without having them be on social media. So pretty much I have to text them. Like I'll see a meme and want to share it with them, and I'll have to like take a screenshot of it and send it to them,
or
like
link,
yeah,
like
when I got back from my talent show, I sent sent him like the video, and he had to like comment on it from like that perspective. I mean, he stays on top of like news and new stuff by like going on
but
the internet.
But it's definitely like it's a more like personal. Like you have to like, and it's also just like a more, you know, like social media has made it so easy for people to like stay connected in a lot of ways, but it's also like made it maybe a less personal in some senses. Like you actually have to like take the time to like reach out to some of your friends that, you know, for me with my friend Allison, like I have to take the time to like actually, you know, text her, call her, whatever, which like which I would do because it's me, but like there's definitely times that like I'm like, well
with,
definitely
with,
something I would
with
want
him
to share.
It's like it's really interesting to watch him. You know, I don't know what you think about me, but I mean, you might think that I use like Instagram a lot, but I really don't. Like, I don't use social media a lot. I don't post that much. It's really just like when something dope happens or
I
take a good
picture.
Yeah, I mean,
same. That's kind of how I think.
Yeah,
I am.
But there are people that are like everyday users. Like they like, you know, post statuses, ask for all this different stuff and different things. And I'm just not like that. But it's interesting to realize that this is actually a distraction. Like, you know, I mean, obviously watching him do the IG are like not have like social media anymore, like he's actually become really productive, inspiring me to like wake up earlier and stuff like that, and like he just like does different things now that he's not on social media.
I know,
as much.
Yeah,
and I don't know if it's the motivation of like getting a new job and getting ready like fit and stuff, but I mean I think it does like kind of distract you from like things that you want to do.
It's definitely like an addiction. Like it definitely like taps into like that part of your brain. So it's like definitely like a thing that you get addicted. Like I know I sometimes find myself just like mindlessly scrolling.
I just want to watch
like
a show
just
and
going
I can't.
Back and like click back or like whatever. Even though like I'm like I just exited this. Like I exited this for a reason. Like I don't want to. But it's like it's definitely sometimes I'm like I do kind of maybe waste too much time. But then a lot of times I like spin it. I'm like, well, I'm learning about how people are using this.
Yeah.
I need it for my job.
I mean, like I'm about to get my new apartment and stuff. Yeah. So I've been following hashtags of like different like styles of interior design. I like so it's like. You know, it's really cool in that sense. Like,
yeah.
It's growing
it
in
is,
those realms.
It is, like, a very good place for, like, artists of all types. Like, you know, whether you are an artist in the kitchen. Like, I follow a lot of different, like, food accounts and various levels. So I get followed back by a lot of different food accounts. I follow a lot of fashion stuff because I love fashion. I like a lot of like I follow like a lot of stuff with like flowers or whatever because I really like flowers.
Well, the second point I wanted to kind of say about IGTV is that like I also think it's just too much. Like, you know, having a podcast by itself, like the amount of promo and editing and preparation it takes like to do a good podcast is enough. But like I'm sitting here wanting to get my stuff on YouTube and get it on this platform and that platform and it just takes too much time, and like I actually have a real job and
both have real jobs.
Yeah, and it's not the only thing that like extracurricular that I like to do. We do
same.
Kickball, you know, we got people to see. I do music, you know, and then whatever you do, but like I'm just joking. But yeah, so wow.
I'm the president of my alumni chapter here, so like I do.
Oh, so you're the one liking all our posts. Okay.
That's me.
I was like, yo, Mizzou really likes us.
Who else would that be?
Oh man, but,
M-I-Z.
M-I-Z. I do want to embrace IG story though. So I think when episode 15 comes,
maybe you'll see a little bit of something on IGTV from us fans.
That or you know, something else might come out of Future Bachelor where we create a like an IG store or IGTV series. Of Future Bachelor somehow
something.
Like episodes. I gotta really think about it.
We'll
you
think
know?
About it. Because
I don't want to take people away from the podcast because they can watch it on IG Story. But then I think about like you should put it everywhere so wherever anyone can like consume it, they can.
Yeah.
You know? So
plus
So you know, be prepared if episode 15 comes out and we end up doing like a.
Something a little special.
Something special for Future Bachelor. Moving
Future
up
Bachelor.
But yeah, so IG Story, keep a lookout for Future Bachelor IG Story channel coming. To keep things rolling with some quick hits and recaps and catch up. I feel weird even just saying
well,
what
I'm gonna
this
say
title
it then.
Is. Okay.
So there's this whole thing on the internet.
To keep going along with Ariana Grande.
So yeah,
and
Ariana
Pete Davidson.
Grande, it was her birthday. We saw her stuff on her stories. They were singing Evanescence karaoke. And of course, like, she's a great singer, so it's a lot of fun. But there's this whole thing that happened.
Like, wake me up. It's can't take. It was
which
funny.
Is one of my favorite
it was like,
songs.
It was like actually a perfect karaoke song for them. She sounded amazing.
I know. She always does. Yeah. But so there's this whole thing that happened on Twitter, I suppose, where something happened where she pretty much like revealed that Pete Davidson is packing.
Okay.
packing.
Okay.
I guess it all got deleted. Whatever. Yeah, literally perfect sound effect. But it started this discourse on Twitter about people who have, you know, big dick energy.
Yeah.
So Pete Davidson has that big dick energy. He's just someone who like carries himself with this like subtle swagger.
And I don't mean, we don't mean to sound crude or dirty or anything like that.
There's literally like a well-written article on The Cut about this. And I love it.
But I feel like the more it's said, the more it actually makes sense to me.
Yeah, it's like this it factor. Yeah, but it's exactly. Not, it's like they're not trying too hard. People are saying like Anthony Bourdain, may he rest in peace, had like big dick energy. Mm-hmm. He just like kind of had that presence. And, you know.
They say people like Rihanna.
Rihanna. Rihanna has some of the biggest dick energy I think I have ever seen in my entire life. Oh, so, yeah, man. Big dick energy is you know, has no true gender. It started as like something coming out of masculine, but also
I'm glad you got there, because it does sound like a little bit like
masculine, which is like, does this mean that sexist. Only powerful people are masculine? Like, are only, do we only,
it's a good question, like, and good discussion. Tying
powerful to a masculine trait,
it's almost like a catch-22 when it comes to that, because it's not just masculinity, but like dominance.
It's like, because it's like, it's all like having like this ease of like self, but that's also like, okay, we're calling it big dick energy. Is that because like men typically in most spaces can feel at ease and like that they don't have to try as hard because of like,
I think it's a flip coin kind of discussion, because one side of it, you're saying, you're like, hell yeah, girls like Rihanna have big dick energy. But then you get to the feminist side of it, and you probably would like, and there would like, be like, why do I have to have a big dick to have this energy?
Yeah. And like, it's like, why does, yeah, why do we have to why do we have to describe this like essence of just like, you know, being at ease, being comfortable, and being swaggy as like,
and
as
also being like a masculine, why, thing. And why does having a big dick make you masculine? Like, you know,
well,
what I'm saying?
Like, even, well, the article points out that not all people with big dicks have big dick energy. Like, you have to, like...
Mom, I just want to apologize for this podcast right now. So I don't know why Veronica's so comfortable saying this word, but...
I have three brothers. I don't know.
Oh, true, true. I grew up with a sister, so... but, yeah, like, I don't know. Like, I do think it's a interesting concept, and it really brings, like, you know, it does make sense for the people they're calling out with it, you know, having this energy of, like, you know, really owning their space and knowing what they want and going for it. But it was just something that kind of went viral this week. I saw it on my own, and then you brought it up. You're like, I'm like, oh, I know.
Yeah, because I was talking with my friends about it. And I was, yeah, like my friend group from Mizzou, like we have a little group chat. Mm-hmm. And like we were talking about it. And then my friend Casey had actually already sent me the article earlier in the day. Mm-hmm. So like it was just like a discussion that we were having. And it just, I found it so interesting. Also, it's just really refreshing to read something kind of like, kind of ridiculous, but also like very much so like on point.
And thought provoking.
When there's just like so much other
like I feel like we
really
didn't get
awful
to
stuff happening in the world.
There was like, yesterday was a crazy day, but like it's interesting that we even got to like a point like this with us, because like we were even discussing that angle of like the big dick energy discussion. But it really does like kind of like make you think, like, you know, what does that mean? Can you have fun with it? Are people gonna get offended by it? Like, you know,
like, so. I think it's funny, this article is all like, is this an HR approved way to discuss people? And it says, I say absolutely, it's a helpful categorization.
Oh, wow.
So it's just like, it's like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Almost more helpful than a horoscope. So it's like, it's just something fun to, like, you know, sometimes we need this fun, thought-provoking, accurate way to describe vibes.
Yep.
And just, like, you know, take us away. Escapism.
Yeah.
Escapism is real in this day and age,
I
feel.
I mean, I kind of like it. It's I have fun with it, but I'm not trying to be all, like... I don't think it has anything to do really with sexism or anything like that. So, just have fun with it, people. If you got that big dick energy, make sure you go out there this weekend and just like put it out there.
Let it go. Yeah. And shout out to Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande for just, hey, sure they have a good time.
Yeah. So, before we get into, some probably,
Bachelorette.
Yeah. We actually, did you get a chance to listen to Teyana Taylor album, the full album?
I didn't listen to, I've listened to parts of it.
Yeah. She had some pretty interesting songs on there, and it was, I just kind of bring it up now because I wanted to play this as a slapper of the week, but then another song actually called to me.
Well, you really wanted to play the other song more, and you brought this up because you thought, I mean, it's timely.
Yeah, I this is timely. I don't want it to pass because it actually is a good song. And good I thought the album was really good.
To the song a little bit harder than I vibed to our slapper of the week. Okay. But it's also, I think, just a little bit more of a V kind of style song.
Yeah. Well, it comes off of her new Kanye-produced album, mm-hmm. which is the last of, what they're saying is the last of the Wyoming sessions.
Yeah. Is it seven tracks?
No, actually, this one was eight. Yeah, they
How
did a
long,
little
though?
Different.
How long?
I mean, I'm guessing it's another 5 minutes on or 3 minutes on top of it, so I'm guessing like 26
Let's
or 27.
See, I'm
going
to look it up right now.
Yeah, it comes off for Teyana Taylor's new album, KTSE, and this is, you know, I would say, what were we calling, honorable mention slapper
honorable,
this week.
Yeah, honorable mention slapper.
Yeah, so, and also, it was brought to my attention, and I actually had heard it before, but...
22 minutes, ooh!
Oh, it's still only 22 minutes? Damn, okay, cool.
Ooh, well, interesting, so that's how she got away with the eight tracks, is because it's still within that same, like, 22, 23 minutes.
Yeah, they're probably just short, they are short songs.
But they're like a minute, too.
Marvin Sapp is the a gospel singer that came out with a song called Never Would Have Made It, and you know, I was like actually telling a coworker, I'm like, yo, have you heard the Teyana Taylor song, this one song? And she was like, heard it, and she's like, wait a second, that's actually like a gospel song that came out
so
like,
that's so
in 2015
cool.
or something. So
that's so cool.
And then you have a Kanye beat, so I'm gonna just play it real quick and just like, you know, so we can get out the way. If you guys want to listen to it, Teyana Taylor Never Would Have Made
It gonna be on our playlist?
Oh yeah, it's already on there, ready to go on Spotify. So
hey.
Yeah, and it's got these like beautiful birds chirping in the beginning and everything. It's put me in a mood. Yo.
Never would have made it.
Yeah.
Never would have made it without you.
Ooh. Ugh. I would have never made this podcast without you, V.
I mean, like, same, though.
True.
You are the light of my life. You are the sunshine.
Yeah.
Finally, I know what I want.
Oh.
I learned from my mistakes.
I don't know. This might be a slapper. I don't know. not a slapper of the week, but it's definitely
a
slapper.
It's a slapper. It slaps.
Yeah. So yeah, that was a little preview of that song. I don't know, it puts me in a good mood.
I mean, she just oozes sex appeal. She's just like,
she's so beautiful. It's
she's
crazy.
So
and obviously talented.
Oh
so.
God, I love it. I love it.
Yeah. Mm. But yeah, so I just wanted to make sure we, you know, we had already discussed a lot of the series of like we started off with Pusha T
and Pusha.
Went to Kanye, then went to Kid Cudi, then it went to Nas, and then finally Teyana Taylor with the Wyoming session releases every Friday or Saturday. Every weekend he
and
came
so
with a new album.
All up in there in like the desert and shit.
Yeah, I mean it was an interesting experiment, and in the mix we also got a Beyonce and Jay-Z album. Yeah. So
hey, what a time to be in music.
Exactly,
right?
I know. I was loving it, so I'm here for it.
I love it.
But moving along, let's get in. We got a lot of Bachelor topics.
And never a dull moment, except it kind of is this season. This season has just been so blah.
Yeah.
Except for
I'm not gonna lie, I feel like Becca's starting to be like a cause of it being so blah.
Well, I mean, whenever in doubt, remember this woman loved Ari. Ari is a wet blanket of a human. I've said it before. I'll say it again.
Okay.
You know?
Uh-huh.
Look at
I agree. I agree. I don't want to say anything. I'm just letting you rant right now. I don't want to get in the middle of that.
But yeah, no. and also, continuing my rant that I continue every week, her stylist needs to be fired. Fired. Like, first of all, they're dressing her in shit that doesn't look that amazing on her. Mm. It makes her look older. No woman... especially no woman finding love on national television wants that.
Well, they had gone to Vegas this week. I think they were going with like a kind of a classy look, weren't they?
But it wasn't.
It wasn't? Okay. Weren't they going with like a classic look? Not a classy, classic.
No, neither.
Really?
Neither. It was all tacky. I mean, and like they added more sparkles. And my thing is like, okay, if you were to do like, I get it. It's Vegas sparkles. Like I'm going to be in Vegas next month and I probably will have some sparkly things.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is she's been wearing sparkles almost exclusively every single week. So then it's not special when you're in Vegas and you're just wearing more sparkles and sequins.
I agree.
It's just,
I agree.
is just a thing. And it's just like, stop making her look old. Stop it. Like, especially because,
what if,
like,
she's picking out her own clothes?
Oh, I'm going to be, you know, she's not. She's okay. not. The only thing I'll give her a thumbs up on is they had this date, a one-on-one date, with camels, and she wore this cute little, like, how we both like to wear the, like, you know, neck scarf, the ascot, the handkerchief kind of thing.
Oh yeah, classic.
Cute, love that. She also wore Tim's for the two-on-one date.
Yeah, I was like, what the heck?
Which I was like, girl, I'm so sorry, but you are from, you're a white girl from Minnesota. You cannot pull these Tims off.
Yeah, someone is dressing her up.
Someone is dressing her up. You don't think she pulled those Tims out? You don't think she's like, ooh, Timberlands. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Come on.
Well, come on. They went on that two-on-one date. That was pretty crazy.
So, okay, yeah. So, just like, I guess we could, well, let's get through a couple of the other dates first.
Okay, okay.
One-on-one with Colton. Colton is like, I don't really trust him. She loves him. Still.
Oh God! I think this is like a continuation of my conversation from either last episode, or the previous one before that. But it, like, the whole thing of Colton and her makes me not really want to watch the show.
It makes me so upset because, you know, he's just gonna burn her in like a couple weeks probably, and then he's gonna probably end up on Bachelor in Paradise and end up with Tia. Like, it's just like, she kept him around. Like, it's just like, he's like playing, like, we all know that he's like kind of playing her at this point, because mm-hmm. like, there's been too much stuff that's like, all the other, like, people from the, like, you know, Becca M or whatever has like posted stuff, like, everybody knows. It's not even like if you were looking for spoilers kind of thing, like, it's just a thing that's been known.
So he's a bad guy.
Like, yeah. Well, like, he's, because Becca M posted all, I talked about this last week, Becca M posted all that stuff about, like, him with Tia and whatever, so yeah. We just know that he's gonna burn her in the end.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's more of just, like, how obvious, like, she's, like, wanting to just, like this guy, like, she just, like,
she's, like, because he's hot and, like, he's good on paper, God. And I think she does like him a lot, and I don't really,
for superficial reasons. So, if this was the show Are You the One on MTV, have you ever seen it?
Yeah.
Okay, so, immediately, the first episode, everyone's like, oh my God, this guy has to be my perfect match, but it's never their perfect match, because the first guy you pick out is not your perfect match.
I mean, none of these shows really.
That's what I'm saying, though, like, she would lose if she was on a different game show, so why is she doing this right now?
I feel like he doesn't have a ton of personality either, and all. Obviously she goes for that type,
and what did she say, something like the hot tub of like oh, I got a secret, let's make out or so, or this hot tub's like,
oh God, I honestly think I blacked out the hot tub part because it was so cliche that I couldn't even deal.
It was horrible.
It was so, it's like, now after like a really awkward camel ride, like, I don't think,
why did he win the date? It was just his one-on-one.
It was just a one-on-one. Yeah, but it was an awkward camel ride. She kept trying to, like, hold his hand while they're on the camels, but, like, the camels were obviously, like, doing their own thing because they're fucking camels.
Yeah.
And, like, it was just, like, really awkward. And also, like, it didn't look comfortable. Homeboy looked like he was hurting riding that camel.
Who wouldn't be? They have saddles?
Like, it's not really, like, a real saddle. Like, you're just, like, kind of,
on
like,
on a rug or something.
Well, like, no, and it's, like, this cage that you, like, hold on to.
Oh,
okay, so
okay.
It's not really, like,
yeah, it's, like,
a real saddle.
Saddle frame or something.
Yeah, so.
But, yeah, I mean.
It was just weird, and I feel like he's gonna last for a while, and then, like, he's gonna, I feel like it's gonna be something similar to how, like, you know, Ari broke her heart, like, was with her, like, something, but it's, like, gonna be, you know, like, he's gonna make it all the way down, and then it's gonna be, like, actually, like, I'm still into Tia. Like,
I mean, do you see her giving a chance to anybody else on the show right now? Blake?
She likes Garrett and Blake a lot. Yeah. Garrett, the racist. And then Blake, the Johnny Manziel lookalike.
Yeah.
So, like, and I like, Blake is, like, the only one I truly like.
Out of those three, which one do you think will be the next Bachelor? Blake?
I think Blake. I think she's not going to go with Blake. I feel like she's going to go with Garrett.
Wow.
Yeah. Didn't she give Garrett the first impression, Rose?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I think.
I don't know. This had me, like, thinking.
I'm putting
right
that
now.
Down in my predictions.
That Blake is. But, I mean, dude, they could throw us a curveball.
They
at
could throw
all
so
times.
Many curveballs.
There's so many good guys from past seasons that didn't get chances, or, like, Bachelor in Paradise, you know, what
almost
happened with Nick.
Paradise.
So, speaking of which.
Down on heaven's door.
All right. Speaking of which. I'm like, yo, shut up. So I guess I do say that to her, but I won't anymore. What's it called? Yeah, so Bachelor in Paradise actually released their first episode cast. So we got a bunch of cool people on there. Some big surprises are, like, people from Nick's season, people from even Bachelor Winter Games.
So. Kevin from Bachelor Winter Games, who, you know, had
he's from Canada.
He's from Canada. He had a thing with
Recently engaged Ashley.
Thank you. Thank you for finishing my sentence.
I got you. That's what I'm here for.
So he's gonna be on there, and also from Winter Games, Yuki.
Yuki, I love Yuki.
She's gonna be the. I mean, I kind of felt like she was the Japanese version of Wells in a sense, like of how she, like, you know, with the dynamic. But she is gonna be a bartender with Wells. Wells, I love him, and I love his relationship with Sarah Hyland, and it just it's so cute. But
The Modern Family girl.
Yeah.
Okay, question. Who would make a better bartender, Wells or Ben Higgins?
I mean, Wells.
You really?
Yeah, I think Ben Higgins is... I don't think he has enough... I love him.
I feel like there'd be two different styles of bartender.
I feel like he's like... I feel like he'd be a better barista, like at a coffee shop. He's got that more like warm, wholesome kind of thing.
I feel like he has better advice.
Which, yes. Well, yes. So like that's... But I feel like that's more of a barista. Like,
in like this, Wells is dope. I like Wells, but I feel like he knows... He feels like he knows it all or something.
Wells just cuts the shit. And I feel like Ben would almost give people too much hope in certain situations.
Think so?
Yeah.
So we got two bartenders, and it looks like they also have what's his name there too.
What's his name?
The original bartender.
What's his name? Jorge.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's Jorge or something. It's like a very why can't I remember? That guy's awesome.
George.
Yeah, but whatever. Jorge. I saw him in the. Why are we just assuming it's Jorge? I don't know.
What's his real name?
I'm gonna look back. We're all like clickety click 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 click.
Because it has it on there.
It has some of my fan favorites. Next. Like Astrid is gonna be on there. Annalise are gonna be on there.
So beautiful all these girls. Beautiful, yeah.
What?
All these beautiful women.
Yeah, sorry. We got Bibby on there.
Bibby, who's one of my favorites.
And who also actually just dated, what's her name?
She dated Kevin at the beginning of Winter Games. So I don't know. I feel like that's over, but like, I don't know.
And my question is, why is Chelsea back on this when she's got kids?
Because homegirl's trying to make her money.
Yeah, I guess. They got Eric Bigger, one of the finalists.
And he was on last season's, I think, for like a hot second.
They got Jordan, the Wilhelmina model.
It is Jorge. I was right.
I mean, Jorge. What was? Oh, it was Jorge's Torres.
Yes, like that. Yes.
But yeah. So
and they've got Joe. Did you say that? No, they have Joe the grocery store.
I don't even know who that is. So
he was on the first season. Episode of this season. Everybody loved him. He's from Chicago. He's from Melrose Park. I've talked about him. Remember?
Yeah, I have a feeling he's going to go home in the first episode again.
He's beautiful.
Well, we'll see.
I feel like I want him and Bibiana to be together because I feel like I'm like Bibiana. And if he likes Bibiana and then it doesn't work out, I'm just going to have my aunt who lives near him hit him up with my number, with my info, and then happily ever after I'm married to an Italian grocer.
Oh, we'll see. I don't know. I feel like Bachelor in Paradise gives life, like, a different life for
it's
a
like
lot of these cast
so
members.
It's so ridiculous. But after, like, some of these really boring seasons, mm-hmm. I'm just so excited for it. August 7th can't come soon enough.
Yeah, I mean, I love Bachelor in Paradise. So
I
it's
love
going down.
Paradise. Plus then, okay, so our two folks from the two-on-one date, David and Jordan from Becca's, this season, Becca's season, they're gonna be there in Paradise because surprise, both of them were sent home on the 2-on-1 date because I mean David tried too hard to fight his case about why Jordan was the worst, and like so instead of like actually using his, which is like rule number one of the Bachelor and Bachelorette, don't use your one-on-one time to just bitch out someone else.
Yep.
And that's all he did on his two-on-one date is he's just like, yeah, so Jordan actually, and like she was like,
yeah, hey, but Jordan started getting that big dick energy and started thinking that he was gonna send Jordan home, and wow, did the like,
yeah,
I didn't
because,
see
like,
that coming.
Yeah, so like, yeah, so David went home, like they left him in the desert, and then
what was his reaction?
He was just like, oh yeah, she's really missing out on a great guy who has a full heart and like bubble. He was just like, if she can't see that, I guess that's her loss. Like he was so full of himself. He was like, I'm just like a way better guy than Jordan.
Did you see when he got back in the house and he was like, what's up, Jordan? Yeah, and like when he came back.
Oh, when he came back after his face being busted. On the last episode and stuff.
Yeah, dude. I hate him, man. He's a bully.
He was petty. He was trying to pick a fight. Jordan, I think Jordan is the type that he had probably some sort of childhood drama. He brought up something about how he came from nothing or whatever. I don't know how true it is, but I think he had some sort of childhood drama.
He said his mom had like multiple mental issues.
Yes, I think he's been through a lot of therapy himself, because a lot of the stuff that he was saying seems like a lot of like very much so like prescribed kind of sayings and stuff that he just kept throwing back at David.
When it comes to Jordan, I think I don't know, for me it's really easy to see who the bad guy is, and it was David. Like, it was, you know, Jordan is not a bad guy.
Jordan's just,
he's just being himself. Jordan's, and no one, just, everyone's hating on him.
Yeah, and I think Jordan's just a little ignorant. I don't really think he has like a ton of,
I wouldn't say ignorant. I would just say he doesn't have like, he doesn't care. Like, he's self-aware of himself, and he just doesn't care about what people think about him on this show. In the real world, he might not really act like this, but when you're like competing against other guys that are just like bitching about like dumb things, like you just like don't care. You're just like, dude, you're a loser. And you'll talk shit back to them if they're talking to you, but it's not like this guy was proactively going out there throwing people's pictures or like, you know, like like dissing him. Like, he was just being quiet in a corner until people came at him.
Yeah, I think,
and I felt like the same thing happened with Chad. Like, I felt bad for Chad, and
I
those
never
memes.
Felt bad for Chad.
Well, I did, because like, you know, I don't
Chad
like
was
people
an
getting
actual douche.
No, he became a douche. We talked about this. I want to watch this season with you and see the point where he actually became a douche, because there was like 2-3 episodes before he actually started coming out being like a very aggressive and stuff, because he could be like, it was like, you know, people were coming at him and stuff, and I hate bullying, dude. I hate it. That's why I hate when we hate on things, because I'm not trying to like hate on things, like it's just not like a good look at all. So,
but I mean, I don't think Jordan was really great in general as like
person, like that's
I
the
think
way
he
I
was fine, but I don't think he was like actually like he it wasn't someone who actually like gave too many shits about like actually getting to know Becca and forming a relationship.
Yeah, he never really asked her questions.
He seemed too self-involved, honestly.
Yeah, he never got deep with her.
He's just very shallow in a lot of ways. He's just very much so, he's doing his own thing. He's like, whatever, like, this is me, this is whatever, but like, that's the thing. It's all about him doing his own thing.
Yeah.
He doesn't really see people outside of himself, which in some ways is like, okay, then you can't really hate him for like whatever that David was trying to hate on him for, because like he literally wasn't even like on, like, it's not like he was like trying to pick a fight with David, like David was trying to pick a fight with him, but also like he also just doesn't care about a lot of people, I don't think.
So Jordan actually wins the 2-on-1 date, but
no, he doesn't win it.
Well, he does like he get thinks. To fly off and leave that motherfucker.
Yeah,
back in
but
dust.
She's all like, okay, well, we're gonna still do the dinner portion, and then I'll decide.
Which I told you was the what was gonna happen. I predicted that they were both gonna go home on a 2-on-1 date like 2-3 episodes ago, because she was like, I don't like your face. I can't look at you. You're annoying. And that's what happened, because she figured out a way to send both of them home on a 2-on-1.
I think it was episode 8.
Yeah. So, you know, it's almost like you can predict the show, and you can tell when she doesn't like people. Like, she just like gets this, like, I don't know. You could see, read it on her face when she's like not interested in a guy when she's talking on him 1-on-1. So, you know, I just think that both of them went home for good reasons, but I don't know if she's giving really too much chances to all these guys out here. Like, I don't see her really trying to get to know anybody. Is it really just on the guys to get to know her? Like, is she not trying to get deep with them?
No, she's trying to. Like, there's definitely been times on, like, even this past episode where, like, she's, like, stopped people from, like, trying to bring up other stuff like that. They're like either like trying to bring up more drama and like with Chris. So the whole thing with this is like Chris like kept trying to come back. I'm trying to remember exactly what he was saying, but he didn't get like any alone time or whatever during
trying to get her to come find him and stuff,
and like he got upset about it, and he's like, well, you didn't find me, and like, but she like didn't even talk to everybody that night. She was just like, I'm sorry, like whatever, and like that's like, you know, shit happens, like it's really long like stuff, like she,
I understand that's the way you feel in a real relationship, but this is not a real relationship. She's dating a bunch of guys, so she's not gonna come find you, dude, and she probably didn't even think about coming to find you, because you're supposed to go find them. Well, but when you do find her, she's supposed to, like, try to find out as much as she can about these
guys.
And
she tried, and then he, like, just kept, you know, bringing... He was all like, you owe me, like, a bajillion kisses or whatever. She's like, I owe you what? Like, she was like...
Yeah.
He's like, well, you didn't find me.
Yeah. Well,
it was just like...
Yeah, he should go. Well, did he go home?
No, he didn't go home. That's the thing. And, like, he came back to try to, like, take more time after he had already talked and, like, her and Wills had just sat down, and like Wills is like, bruh, no, like, and he's like, could you please just stand up? And like Wills is like, fine, I'll give you 2 minutes. And Wills gave them 2 minutes, and he walked back, and like Chris was trying to like be like, man, can't you give us, and he's like, I'm gonna politely ask you. Wills is like, I'm gonna politely ask you if you could get up and leave and give me my time, because I gave you your time that you asked for. I gave you your 2 minutes. You also had time earlier. And I would like my time now.
Oh, this is so cringy. And like I can't even imagine having that discussion in front of a girl.
And like, yeah, and like Becca just like kept looking at him, because like Becca actually said no when Chris first walked up, like to her and Wills, and be like, can I have some time? Becca like actually said no.
It's like a game of chicken. It's like, who can be more
Becca
awkward?
Becca was like, and no, if, actually, and like then like he like convinced.
I'm just
Wills
saying
to leave.
Like that's like it's who's so gonna bizarre. break the awkwardness, and it's always usually the person that's not willing to just like look stupid on TV as much as the other person, and usually it's the other person. But was that pretty much it that we got to talk about with Bachelor?
Yeah, I mean, my boy John, the Silicon Valley guy, went home, but he's gonna be on Bachelor in Paradise, so yeah, he's just a nice guy. He's nicer than
he was the one that was part of that Uber team or something like that, right?
So
so we'll move along. You know, we'll get to our slapper of the week.
Yeah, it's time for it.
So I was sitting inside of this place called Mod Pizza down the road. And it's kind of like you can put all your toppings
on. It's like
on
the
pizza.
Chipotle of pizza.
Yeah, it's dope. And then so I was sitting there, and it's pretty quick, but it's I'm always looking for a place to put one of the Future Bachelor stickers in there, because they have their own stickers. So I'll like try to find a place to like hide the
cute.
Future Bachelor, and they always cover it up with another one.
Are you serious?
Because I go there once a week probably. I love pizza. But so that's like so I always like try to put it like on the cast register, so that's probably why they
we should go there
cover
sometime.
It up. But so I was sitting there, and all of a sudden this song comes on, and I was like, what is this? And I was like playing for a little bit, but then I started rocking with it, and I was like, oh man, this might have to be our slapper of the week. So I texted you, I think, with like, first of all, that intro song. Did I explain why we played that intro song?
Because you didn't.
Okay, well, it was the night after this past weekend's party, and me and Paul had crashed here that night, and we woke up the next morning and watched Night of the Roxburys after a long time of not seeing it. And they had all these jock jams on it, like, you know, all your favorite song, like, that you would hear in the 90s that, like, or used to call them techno back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
And but it's like, you know, pop songs that were like on the radio. And so that's why we picked that one, because I heard that one. I was like, damn, I almost forgot about that one.
And when you sent it to me, I was like, oh, my God, I actually I know
I remember this.
I remember this song.
Yeah. So but instead of that, we ended up instead of the Teyana Taylor one that we showed you earlier, it ended up being this one. And it's by Foster the People. And it's another not so new song. But
no, I think it was from their album last that was released last year.
Yes. So I actually looked it up, knowing that I was going to probably get some hate from you for
I'm
that
not
it wasn't
hating.
New. All right, cool.
I'm just saying it like timely. I'm just saying I like timely things.
I think it's timely for it being just summer.
Yeah, well, and I'm saying, and what I said before the podcast started was that this is like, it's interesting with like how music cycles. Like I'm thinking about like even Charlie Puth stuff that he like some of his like hits they released before the full album came out. Like. Were last year, and then now, you know, like,
but it is true,
full
like
album,
yeah, like I mean your third or fourth single off an album could be the next year, and yeah. I really don't know when they mm-hmm. released this one as a single. So the album came out last year. It's on the radio because I heard it in that restaurant. So I was just like, this is going to be our slapper of the week. And I tried to go back and forth all week listening to both, and they both were hitting me. But like,
they were both for hitting me.
Yeah, this one was hitting me the most. So let's get into it. It's called Doing It for the Money by Foster the People, and here we go.
Slapper of the week.
This song slaps.
Yeah! Future Bachelor! Hey! Slapper of the week! Let's go, Future! What up, B? Woo!
Yeah, this is like an interesting jam to be hearing, like while you're waiting for your pizza. Like, oh!
Exactly.
Yeah, more cheese.
That's funny.
It's time to leave the future in the past. I said it doesn't matter where I go, I am calling
into the fight, but we can't see the light. So close your eyes, we're gonna run this blunt. We live our lives, yeah, we're not wasting time. If you're down, then soldier up.
Yeah.
You know you shoot, you know you don't.
The kids.
There's no retreat and no escape. If we keep dreaming while we're wide awake. Said it doesn't matter where I go, I am calling all the prophets in the battle. I am never gonna change who I am. I won't bend under the pressure when my back's on the ropes. I said it doesn't matter where I go, I am staring down the barrel of a gun. We are shouting to the world and know that we are not afraid to step into the fight when we can't see the light. So close your eyes.
Yeah, that was our slapper of the week by Foster the People called Doing It for the Money. And yeah, you know, of course, Cy loves his money. So we
I know you
do.
I know. See, that's the thing. I knew this was definitely like your kind of slapper because like when you like sent it to me and it's like Doing It for the Money, I started listening to this. Like, this is totally a Cy vibe. And like, I think that Teyana Taylor is a little bit more like a V vibe. So it's like kind of like the two sides of us.
Yeah, I mean, straight up, I heard that song, and it gave me a feeling. I was like, slapper of the week, and I'm just going to keep going with the feelings. And I know, like, you're probably sick. I'm like, yo, V, it's about the feelings. It's about
the
vibe.
Okay, well, yeah, I mean, I'm going to have to just start coming with my feelings, because I have plenty.
You have to let them speak to you. You have to be out and about, and it's just like, all of a sudden, you're just like, you know, for some reason, you turn into DJ Khaled, and you're like, it's a vibe. You know what I'm
saying? I never want to turn into DJ Khaled,
well,
but
whatever.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, just like, you know, an expression. So,
the well-used expression. I just want to, you know, turn into DJ Khaled.
Yeah, well.
Like how
Little Dicky.
Little Dicky
does. DJ Khaled.
Wow, full circle.
Why am I yelling? Yeah, so that was dope, man.
Kendall Jenner.
I got a vagina. Oh man, we're talking about too much of like
so much genitalia on this episode. Thank goodness we have that explicit label on our podcast.
Definitely have that disclaimer in the beginning.
Yeah, and to segue, I need to do my shout out to my mom.
Oh, what? Claudia.
So my mom and my aunt, my godmother, and my cousin, and my grandma are all going to be in town this weekend. We're doing a ladies' weekend in the A.
Yeah, well, the ladies' weekend is going to get crashed when Cy Money comes.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, I know.
So, yeah, we're going to have some, hopefully, a moment where I can go meet up with you guys, wherever you're at. Yeah. So, you know, I really don't know what I have planned this weekend. I did just kind of, like, I was talking about getting a new place down in Little Five Points.
And so we're going to be closer.
Yeah, we're going to be closer.
But it's like we're both going to have to.
Sorry, my hands are really sweaty.
Are you nervous?
I just feel like holding my legs. Oh, my knees are sweaty. I don't know why.
Stop.
Okay. But I'm going to be moving soon. So we're going to have a new location, but it's going to still be same time every week. Thursday at 5 p.m. we drop, and you'll get a new episode of Future Bachelor. We ain't going nowhere. I actually like got the place, and like every time I looked at a new place, I was like, oh, this is not going to be good for the podcast.
I think that's so cute.
Yeah, I mean, dude, there was this one place I was going to get a roommate, and then he had a dog.
We can't have that.
Yeah, we can't have this dog just barking in the middle of our podcast. So it's a serious thing. I'm like revolving my life around this podcast. So I hope you guys come stick along for the ride. Shout out to all the people. You're about to get some stickers.
Yeah.
Did you mail them?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, they're out in the mail. Yo, shout out to Veronica. She got out the stickers. She is not amused right now. You can see her face. Why are you like this?
Why are you like this?
Oh, man, you could tell we're 14 episodes in. But yes.
Bigger than like an old couple.
Yeah, like it's been, it's like, I was trying to say it's like our 14th. Anyways.
Oh, you're going to bring up,
I don't want to get into this discussion.
Bad grammar of using anniversary for things that aren't
okay,
years.
Okay, I'm going to get into it because I don't care. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Sorry,
it's the 10th episode anniversary.
I'm an editor at my soul.
I don't care. Like, well, we're going to have episode anniversaries. Technically, the word in it is the annual part of anniversary. You said that there's a month anniversary, which
isn't
I don't think
a
is
real
a thing.
Word, but that's like what people say if they want to celebrate months of stuff.
Well,
which I think
I have
stupid.
A good argument in the world we live in when people celebrate 2 month anniversaries, 3 months, 6 months anniversaries,
which I think is all dumb. But
yeah, I think it's dumb too, but and this is the world we live, we both live in, so live in it. And so, you know, for our 15th episode
milestone,
I think we might do the IGTV, but so we'll figure all that out. But
I mean, you'll just see next week.
Yeah,
folks.
We'll see next week if you see us. But I just want to shout out to everyone that continues to listen, everyone that's going to get those stickers, anyone that sees stickers around town, make sure you take a picture and let us know you saw it, because they're just multiplying out there in the streets. Yeah, it's like a virus. It's like the herpes of stickers. Like, yeah. They're all over
I'm
the
writing,
place.
And I wrote, like, cute little notes to each person.
You did? Oh, dude, V! That's why you got the cheers and all that, even though you weren't impressed with them.
Well, yeah, but, well, because, you know.
Yeah, but I'm very, thank you for doing that, by the way. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm very excited. Shout out to everyone that follows us at The Future Bachelor on Instagram. That's, we're going heavy on there.
Heavy.
You know, that's,
I mean,
pretty much
IG's king, as I said.
And also, we both have like access to accounts, so you never know who you're gonna get. You're gonna get Psy, you're gonna get V, you know,
yeah,
what I'm saying.
You
might,
you
get a male perspective,
tell,
a female.
You can usually get tell by the skin tone of the emojis,
the praise hand emojis. Yeah.
That's how you know who
it is. They're
brown
if they're me.
The, like, you know,
they're
the,
yellow if they're Veronica.
Well, not yellow, it's like whatever the skin tone that isn't the lightest.
Oh, okay.
Second.
Yeah, okay. Second, because I'm not that white. But but yeah, so
flavor.
Shout out to everyone that's subscribing to us. I've got a couple subscribers in the last week.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, did I?
Yeah, because you literally had people subscribe at Kickball.
Oh, yeah. That was kind of crazy. Everyone shakes their heads at me, but one day they'll see
I was
why
cackling. I was straight cackling.
No one will understand until, you know, they didn't understand and they're like,
until they were like, damn, I slept on this.
Yeah, man, we gonna make it. Don't worry. But
don't you worry.
We got episode 14 in the book, or episode 14,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, babe.
Oh, gosh. Dude, we're having so many. I'm losing count. So episode 15 coming next week. Guys, thanks for joining us. We love you. This has been Future Bachelor. My name is Psy.
I'm Veronica.
And yo, we'll see you next week. We love you.
Bye.
Deuces. Future Bachelor Podcast.